Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's jump in. President-elect Joe Biden has announced his nomination for head of foreign oil acquisition, future Defense Secretary General Lloyd Austin.
Austin faces opposition because a law prohibits retired members of the military from serving as Defense Secretary for 7 years unless Congress signs a permission slip for a field trip to conflict of interest land.
Also, he is on the board for weapons manufacturer and friend of the show, Raytheon, one of the world's largest weapons makers. Austin was Biden's second choice. The first was an ICBM with a 6 handicap.
Well, so that's some lefties mocking the his ties
that
to...
That is tuning out the news. It is a cartoon version of your cable panel things, and somehow they get actual guests on to... they're being interviewed by cartoons, and they have serious conversations. It's on the short list of some of the better news coverage I've seen since it's been out, but that's because everything else is so terrible.
So this General Austin has been confirmed as the SecDef, and everybody says he's, you know, super smart, fantastic,
history
all that sort of stuff.
History is made, Jack. The first black Secretary of Defense.
All right. But I don't have any doubt that he's going to be a good SecDef, but this whole we waived the how recently you were in the military, go straight from the military to working for companies that make arms and then back into the Pentagon and have decision-making on whether we buy arms from those companies thing is I find that troubling.
Well, we have a law. You have to wait 7 years after you get out of the military, which we've waived now two administrations in a row. So why is there a law?
Yeah. You would think there'd be plenty of good candidates out there that have been out the required 7 years.
Well, right. And this guy, I mean, I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he's a good man. In fact, I've heard he's a terrific guy. But is he so transcendent a talent that we have to waive the rules for
him? I hope he doesn't become a household name. That's what I hope with all secretaries of defense. Because the ones that become household names is because we're at war and it's ugly. And we're watching him do press conferences every day, so.
Yep, the media sucks. Politics ain't fair. Nobody but Trump recognized that Trump didn't get us into any wars. Nobody in the media even gave him grudging credit. For all of his sins, Donald Trump did avoid getting us into any new country. Nobody even said that. Wouldn't even say that.
The only previous president in modern history to do that, Jimmy Carter, who crows about that all the time. He's very proud of that, but. Like you said, nobody's mentioning that with Trump. We do need to take a fond look back, which is one of my favorite parts of Friday.
Ah, yes, at the week that was. It's Cal, Clips of the Week.
They came with baseball bats. They came with pipes. They came with bear spray. They came with their own explosives. They came with climbing gear.
Imagine if your partner locked you in a container you couldn't get out of and told you you had to sleep even though you weren't tired. That would be abuse, and you'd probably leave them.
You know, what we did is a lot of governors sat on their hands trying to come up with a system or a formula of what they were going to do. We didn't sit on our hands. I mean, we acted.
This was an act of breathtaking political stupidity, given the political needs of the moment.
You feel the Constitution has any relevance to you at all?
I mean, when you put it like that, to answer that question, no.
I would love to see his phone records to see whether he was talking to Putin the day that the insurgents invaded our capital.
Pepperoni hot pocket filled with glass and plastic, or spinach artichoke lean pocket.
They're called cocaine hippos.
And I, for one, think that's wrong. Interviewing James Comey, I mean.
It's like almost extensions of Joe Biden's arms embracing America.
And that's what democracy is about. It's about arguments. It's about disagreement, not about forced conformity and unity. And the more you seek that kind of forced conformity and unity, the more you make people think our politics are zero sum, that we must get power and have our way because the other side doesn't want to listen to our objections.
You are violating my human rights. I'm gonna call my lawyer. I'm going to.
That's funny.
Love that little Russian girl.
And again, I didn't catch till today when Hillary Clinton, the crazy person, is saying, I think we need to check his phone records to see if he was on the phone with Putin while the ransacking of the Capitol was going on. Nancy Pelosi says, yeah, that's right. That makes perfectly good sense to check his phone records because he was probably on the phone with Putin as it was happening. You are nut jobs.
Yeah, no kidding. Nancy was probably thinking, how long till this woman is completely irrelevant?
Well, I don't even have to pretend that she matters.
Right.
Might have been that day. This might have been the last week.
Call me anytime.
The NFL has increased the number of fans who can attend Super Bowl 21. We're determining this weekend, Sunday, right? Who's going to play in the Super Bowl? What do we know about Mahomes?
I'll tell you what, Mahomes is looking good. They say he took the majority of snaps in practice. He's himself. He's cheering. He's laughing.
He knows his name.
He's acting like himself.
Okay.
On the other hand, they're going to say that whether it's true or not.
That's a good point.
Allegedly, the concussion protocol is entirely independent, and the doctors are going to give their doctorly opinion.
Not a chance.
You're a cynical man.
Not a chance.
Cynical. Yeah, there's too much money at stake.
They're going to have 22,000 fans at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa for the Super Bowl. 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers are among the total. So if you're vaccinated, you don't have to worry about it a lot. Everybody will be wearing a mask. But 22,000 fans, if you get them all down close.
It's about a third capacity.
That'd give you a little bit of real noise for the
Super Bowl. If you get them all down close, though, then you have
socially
distanced.
You got to sit 6 feet away from anybody.
Tell you what, there have been a couple games, particularly the great fans of Kansas City. It sounds like a damn near full stadium. They're so incredibly loud. There were quarterbacks, some of the opposition quarterbacks were having trouble getting the signals to the guys.
Oh, see, that's interesting. I didn't even know they were pumping the sound into the stadium where the players heard it. I thought it was just in the mix that was coming to us listening on television.
You know, that's a good point, because they're doing both. But yeah, it's kind of funny. If the ref comes back from the commercial break and says, the call is reversed, Kansas City loses the ball. Boo! Boo! The guy running the sound plays the anguish and anger of the fans. But no, the actual Kansas City fans are really loud.
Yeah.
The few that are in the stadium.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
The reduced capacity is still loud.
Yes.
There you go.
Fans are starting to show up in various NBA stadiums, too. I was watching the Utah Jazz play last night. They had obviously very socially distanced, nowhere close to capacity, but it seems to be starting to move towards that direction.
Well, and with the mentions in this article, with the ticket price, so the Super Bowl tickets are $2,400 a piece. That adds up to a tremendous amount of money. You know, if you can add another couple thousand here, a couple thousand there,
yeah,
$2,400 a ticket.
Actually, $2,400 is cheap for a Super Bowl ticket.
Oh, nobody actually pays that. That's per a high-ranked executive who gets them. then they're on the market for $10,000.
God, I wouldn't pay the face value for that.
Just out of curiosity, Sean, who's your favorite jazz musician born in Utah?
Oh, there, I mean, so many to choose from, really.
As a fan of the Utah Jazz.
Brigham Young. Side question for you, what is your favorite lake in L.A.?
There are a couple of water hazards at L.A. Country Club that are quite attractive. They're said to be stocked with bass.
The Jazz are initially from New Orleans, I think?
Yeah.
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 And didn't
before
change
they
their
were
name.
Pelicans, yeah.
And then I believe the Lakers were originally from Minneapolis, so that's...
Land of 10,000.
Why wouldn't you change your name?
I don't know. I do not know. It's just a piece of paper. It's like, you know, I have a friend, good guy, really like him. Rams fan. Huge Rams fan when they were in L.A.
Likes really big Rams. Likes big sheep-like beasts.
Exactly. That's his passion. remained a big fan when that name and that shred of paper that granted a franchise went to St. Louis, then the fan again when they come back. I just, maybe he likes the beast, like you suggested.
But then oftentimes, if they change the name to something else, those people are not fans anymore.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Like when the Baltimore Colts became the, wait a minute.
They became Baltimore the Baltimore Colts Ravens. And then they started a new franchise that was the Colts, right? Is that what happened though?
No. I don't remember. The Ravens used to be the Browns.
Oh, right.
What are the Browns?
The Browns are still the Browns.
But what were they before they were the Browns?
The Browns are still the Browns.
The Colts?
The Ravens didn't exist, did they?
No.
So the Colts went to Indianapolis. Then the Ravens were created?
Correct.
To fill that void? How'd the Browns get into this? Sean, did you bring up the Browns?
Well, he said that somebody else became the Ravens. I said, no, the Browns became the Ravens.
That's right. The Browns did leave in the middle of the night.
The Baltimore Colts. This is originally what it was. The Baltimore Colts. When I was a kid, it was the Baltimore Colts. Okay.
Yes. Gotcha.
Johnny Unitas.
Gotcha.
Exactly. Who are the Browns?
I've only seen one indoor NFL game, and that was the Indianapolis Colts. Saw it in the dead of winter. And I thought, it lacks a lot of the coolness of like a big outdoor winter snow falling sort of thing.
Yes.
But it was also very pleasant. Very pleasant. I mean, just sitting 72 degrees. I'm sitting there in my T-shirt.
I went to Bears games in January where I actually feared losing digits. I've told this story before. I couldn't feel my toes. And then I couldn't feel my feet. And then I couldn't feel my ankles. I started to think, this is crazy.
And I was at a Kansas City Chiefs game at Arrowhead Stadium when my beer froze in my cup. I left it sitting under my seat too long trying to warm my hands. And it froze solid. I think it was 17 that day, I think.
Beer sickle.
17 is too cold to sit on a plastic seat.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. To prove your allegiance to that sheet of paper.
Well, usually more, especially at my income level back then, it's more, I've bought tickets. This was the day I was planning to go. What am I going to do?
Weather's not keeping me out.
No,
I'm going. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Speaking of sports, one of the legends of all sports died today, and we've got the most important call in his career, and man, an interesting flashback that I'd completely forgotten about race relations. Stay tuned for that.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Once again, a standing ovation for Henry Aaron. One ball and no strikes. Aaron waiting. The outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone. What a marvelous moment for baseball. What a marvelous moment for Atlanta and the state of Georgia. What a marvelous moment for the country and the world. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the deep south for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol. And it is a great moment for all of us, and particularly for Henry Aaron.
Sports legend Henry Aaron died today at age 86, or it was reported today, and I watched that as a child, but I had completely forgotten that race was brought into it during the broadcast.
Yeah, Vin Scully, admirable to my mind, as Hank approached the record, he was getting death threats in virtually every stadium he went to.
Yeah, but
racist messages and the rest of
it. Isn't it interesting that it was that notable that you would mention it in the home run call?
Right.
Because obviously if LeBron breaks Larry Bird's record of something, nobody thinks,
best
and
trash
a black
talking.
Man beating a white man's record is just not on anybody's mind.
Right, right. It's a measure, I think, of progress, among other
I
things.
I would say so.
He grew up idolizing Jackie Robinson, whose story is quite well known. Aaron learned to hit balls by hitting bottle caps with sticks because his family couldn't afford baseball equipment. But by 1951, he joined the Indianapolis Clowns, a Negro League team, before starting in the Braves minor league system in 1952.
What did their
gear look
like? Reached
the majors in 1954. The Indianapolis Clowns.
They had some cool gear. I want a jersey or a hat.
Yeah, I'll bet.
See if you can get an Indianapolis Clowns hat, Sean. Is that available online?
Oh, it's looking a little scary clownish.
Oh, really?
I'm thinking that the logo is probably a little demeaning, but I don't know.
Oh, I've really?
No,
or I don't recall seeing it.
It reminds me more of it than like some stereotype.
Why hasn't that hung around? What a cool logo. It's better than yet another damn cat.
Every now and then, like, kind of Negro League sports swag is kind of a thing. Like, you go around to some ballparks, you see some cool logos, and a lot of time it's those things, yeah.
He said, while being inducted into the Hall of Fame, I never want them to forget Babe Ruth. I just want them to remember Henry Aaron.
Yeah.
He was surpassed by Barry Bonds in 2007, but Bonds' achievement has come under scrutiny, Jack.
What?
Because of allegations he used performance-enhancing drugs.
So I keep seeing a number of references to Home Run King dies at age 86. I'm glad people are saying that. I'm fine with that. Who feels like Barry Bonds holds the home run record? I don't.
Yeah, Barry Bonds is an amazing hitter and a great ball player.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
The Wall Street Journal characterizes Hank Aaron, longtime home run king and civil rights icon. Mm.
Testicles, regular size. Head, normal human being size, unlike Barry Bonds.
And you can take that to the bank. That's a fact.
Didn't have to wear college mascot-sized hats up to bat like Barry Bonds, whose skull was growing at the rate of an infant.
Or could wear a woman's panties because your testicles are so tiny.
Would you quit with the testicles? What are you? What's your story?
It was the Barry Bonds trial, which we covered extensively as a San Francisco radio show, where we first learned the word orchidometer because that was an official piece of equipment they used in the courtroom to measure the size of his testicles.
Just curious, when you meet someone, do you shake their hand or what? Or do you reach under like you're a dog show judge?
Inside of the erection.
Little bigger than average. Oh, yeah, that reminds me. We got to play that whole Chuck Schumer tape in which he goes for historical speech that will be quoted for 100 years.
And he's right.
Accidentally.
You got it.
Well, you know, I'll grant you that, Sean. You make a good point. He was going for the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, and instead he accidentally dropped an E-bomb. Hilarious.
At last, have you no shame. You know, that sort of lives forever comment. Well, it'll live forever, but not for the reasons Chuck Schumer wanted. Now, that's coming up next. And it's all its glory.
Oh, boy.
Which fits in somewhat to the previous conversation. It all comes together in the crotchal region, apparently.
Does it? Does it really? I thought we were better than that.
I was hoping.
Speaking of the nether regions of the body and their amazing reproductive... capabilities. This is really not one of my better transitions, but it was at least coherent. Vlad Putin's secret love child is this 17-year-old who has an Instagram account.
Oh.
And
does she look like him?
She actually does. She looks as much like him as Arnold Schwarzenegger's child with the maid looks like him. But she's famous for flaunting her wealth on Instagram.
Oh, boy.
And Navalny now is trying to make a big deal of it. It's good stuff.
Doesn't Putin have any way to shut that down with his teenage daughter? Wow.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The fact is, the House will deliver the article of impeachment to the Senate. The Senate will conduct a trial of the impeachment of Donald Trump. It will be a full trial. It will be a fair trial. But make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
Didn't stick the landing on his big, memorable quote that was going to be the lead of all the news shows today.
Oh, yeah.
He was thinking of the Clinton impeachment. That's where he got confused.
He was going for 4 score and 7 years ago and ended up making a blatant penis reference.
Incited the erection.
How disappointing.
Insurrection.
Never mind. I'm leaving.
I'm not going to get into it in full today. Maybe we will on Monday because I'm kind of sick of politics on a Friday and it's been a long week of it. But there's a piece in Reason today about a Washington Post article that once existed about Kamala Harris and a joke she made about inmates begging for food and water. This one, she was running her completely failed campaign to be the nominee. And Washington Post had an article that didn't make her look that great.
Well, no. Her campaign made Amy Klobuchar seem like George Washington.
But the Washington Post article no longer exists.
Oh, how
they
odd.
They disappeared it from their website and their archives, and you can go back and look at other stuff. And Reason Magazine, who doesn't like her much and talks about how she defended dirty cops, hid evidence that would have kept people out of jail, et cetera, et cetera. They don't like Kamala the cop there at Reason Magazine. Yeah, but we'll get into it on Monday in more depth. I'll actually read the portions of the article to you. It's quite amazing. And then, you know, something happens to Biden's health. She's going to end up being the first female president, and she's black, and the left is going to go gaga over it and ignore all that stuff.
The Washington Post is now disappearing its own stories.
Its own stories.
In deference to power.
About somebody that
democracy
they...
dies in darkness, Jack.
And I think even more than that, they're overlooking something that bothered them before in that whole intersectionality thing of, well, no, we're not ranking this above that.
Right, apparently.
I guess.
Yeah.
So I mentioned that I was going to watch the movie Rocky with my son, who's going to be 11 in about a month. So he happens to be pretty much exactly the same age I was when I watched Rocky in the theater.
That's about the age I was when I watched Slapshot in the theater, because my buddy George's mom had failed to read anything about it, and we were both big hockey fans. So if you've ever seen that movie, you know how outrageous an act that was. Anyway, back to Rocky.
And I was on the streaming services the other night, and there was some sort of anniversary section, and it had the anniversaries of various movies, and they have this and that offered. So, and I saw Rocky on there, and I thought, oh, I think he could watch it, and I did a little thinking and reviewing and stuff like that. Yeah, that's okay for a 10, 11-year-old kid, and we watched about the first half of it the other night, and he really liked it, but I'm not sure I had seen the original Rocky since I saw it in the theater in 76 or whenever that was.
Hmm.
What a fantastic movie. That is one of the all-time great movies. It does not get enough credit. I think because he made the laughable, you know, jokey follow-up movies. Like Rocky 2 is pretty good, but then they got increasingly just, you know, they're just... They are what they are.
They're ridiculous. They're fun. Ridiculous. He turned into a superhero.
But that first movie, which is way more about what it's like to live in a tough neighborhood in Philadelphia,
right,
and be down and out and have no hope. It's way more about that than a boxing movie, and so freaking good. He's trying to help the kids in the neighborhood get on the right path and don't do the things he did and everything like that. And it's just, oh, it's fantastic.
It's great. It quickly becomes so much punching in the later movies, but the first movie is as good as any movie it can be.
Please, like, him trying to navigate his mousy girlfriend's verbal abuse by her bizarro brother, Paulie, who then gloms onto Rocky and the rest of it, and it's all just so authentic. That's good. And my favorite story, I'm pretty sure this is true, is that Sly Stallone shopped the script to a bunch of different movie studios. He said, I'm going to start in it. I'm going to direct it. And he got offered huge amounts of money if they could get somebody, one of their guys, to direct it. And he said, no, I'm not. You don't get the script unless I do all this. And he stuck to his guns and he did it. And then he turned into Rambo.
How did your kids respond to the egg scene?
Oh, we haven't gotten there yet. We're just getting to the part where we just got through the love scene. It's the perfect spot to stop.
Gotcha.
Because, you know, he and,
Adrian,
the two people that are kind of down and out and hopeless in their lives have come together and all that, and now it's about to get going. Yes. Apollo Creed has decided he's going to fight some nobody. Now we're going to eat some eggs and chase some chickens, damn it.
Hell yes. Yes, and then the punching.
But Sylvester Stallone also, in addition to the fact that it's just amazing that he was an unknown who wrote that and everything like that, he looks so much different before he had all his crazy surgery. He looks like a human being. He looks like a regular...
Well, there's also no... Unlike professional sports, there's no testing for action movie stars. And especially during his time when he was competing against Schwarzeneggers and stuff like that.
But I'm looking at his face, and his face, he looks like a human being. And his face, you know, he's like Dolly Parton. Are you Dolly Parton or Sylvester Stallone? I'm not sure I can tell which.
Hey, everybody, Kenny Rogers.
No, I'm Sly Stallone.
What?
Yeah, boy.
Anyway, so, highly recommend it. If you have a boy roughly that age, he's digging it.
Yeah.
And he hasn't even seen the good part.
Speaking of children, so the controversy is growing in Russia over Vlad Putin's secret love child. You know, it's funny. I was reading this article, and the old Diana Ross song, Love Child, popped into my head. And I'm looking at the lyrics, and this is from the 60s. And it's something. It was an era where the biggest black music star in America was singing a song about how awful it was that a kid was born out of wedlock.
That is culturally very interesting.
Yeah, it really is. Anyway, song's all about shame and disappointment and poverty that's caused by that. And stuff like that. Anyway.
Shame is a good thing. All you writing books and making money off of, we got to do away with shame. Shame is what keeps our culture on track. Anyway.
Shame.
She knows.
There it is. Ring that bell, baby. There you go. So Vlad Putin's got a 17-year-old love child.
What does
actually,
that mean?
He's got more kids than your average, you know, bluesman roaming across the South.
But that means you had a baby with somebody not your wife. Is that
correct,
what that means?
Out of wedlock. Okay. And it's a bizarre term anyway.
Yeah.
When Judy and I had children, it wasn't, well, we need labor for the farm.
No love involved.
Yeah, none at all. It's purely transactional. I suggest that I inseminate you. No, it's all about love. But anyway.
Asking the internet, how many kids does Putin have? At least two.
Okay.
Elizaveta, known as Louisa, is shown in her Instagram feed flashing a Gucci face mask, dancing in designer gear, drinking cocktails and champagne, keeping in mind she's 17. She's
you as a bartender
this...
gonna kick Putin's daughter out of the bar?
No. She's said to be the love child of Vlad Putin with former cleaner, and I think they mean like maid. So he's speaking of Schwarzenegger. The two of them got together, and now this maid with whom he's had a couple of kids is crazy rich. That's funny.
Do not date Vladimir Putin's daughter.
Oh, I think it's time for you to meet my father. Really? Who's your dad? What does he do?
You broke my heart. Time for you to die.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, let's see. The teenager has sparked consternation among Putin aides by opening her own Instagram account, which has been unearthed by Alexei Navalny.
Ah, that's how we found out about this.
Yep. Louisa's posts expose her love for exclusive brands, and they mention a bunch of different ones, some of which I've heard of, most of which I haven't.
We were talking earlier about some of the documents that Navalny got out show that Putin has a $1 billion home. $1 billion home.
Oh, yeah, and it's amazing. It looks like some government, like their, it looks like Congress. It looks like the United States Capitol building. It's ginormous. I mean, it's not a home. It's a city. Anyway, comments on her posts have included, wow, I can see a sweater paid for by my taxes. How many pensions does this sweater cost?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And what's it like to be born with Putin's face?
Does she look like Vladimir Putin?
She does. She really does. She looks, you know how Jenna Bush looks like the old man?
Yeah.
If the light catches her just right? Yeah. Yeah,
but she's
like
attractive.
That.
Is this woman attractive?
Yeah, she's a good-looking gal. Mm-hmm. I mean, she knows how to doll herself up because she's, you know, a zillionaire, apparently. But, oh, let's see. And then I think somewhere I got the list of all of Putin's kids.
I'm surprised Putin pays these women a bunch of money and takes care of their kids the way he does, and that they just don't disappear and he denies it.
Yeah, maybe.
Because that's the history of dictators and that sort of thing. You can claim that you were Vladimir Putin's mistress, and that's his daughter, but you live in some village and you're poor and nobody believes you.
Right. Evidently has a Mick Jagger-esque way of knocking women up. In the case of this maid lady, after she gave birth to Putin's child, a bunch of assets, including a 3% stake in Rosaya Bank, were registered for her, as was a 118-foot yacht.
I'll eat 100% of a steak.
I don't think you understand.
I've never understood why these kind of people, whether you're Mick Jagger or Vladimir Putin, don't get snipped and live your sexual dreams, if whatever they are. But having more kids, what is that all about?
Maybe it makes them feel manly or something like that.
I remember when Larry King had his child at age 80, and he said, "I'm redefining manhood." No, you're not.
Yeah, you're perverting it.
You're redefining having kids that aren't going to know a father.
Yeah, he's got like 3-4 women who've had 1 to 5 children each of his. It makes him feel manly, I guess.
Probably. He seems like that kind of guy.
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
You sick.
You know when that'll stop being funny? Never.
Never.
Freaking never.
Paint your bald spot?
Sick.
You sick.
My hair grows.
I get my hair cut. It grows. Oh, well.
You
right.
Paint your balls.
Oh, God. Anybody that's that easy to hook on their radio show is going to get a lot of trolling.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Remember, this? Larry King had a radio show back in the day. He's one of the greatest late-night radio hosts in the history of radio. I used to listen to him all the time. Man, he was so freaking good. But a radio show we used to love, the Don and Mike show, they had all the clips from that because they lived in D.C. where he did. And there are so many clips of Larry King falling asleep during his show.
All right, and just snoring. Then coming through, coming to national deficit.
Take him a nap.
The guest would say, Larry, you still there?
Yeah. So is your, so. My guest is.
Well, I assume we're going to try to finish strong.
Abso-dang-lutely. Nancy Pelosi is delivering the impeachment article to the Senate today. There's some questions whether or not that was going to happen, when or whatever. I think they might be trying to cover up the lead story of Chuck Schumer saying the word erection instead of insurrection, but.
When do you figure it was the last time Nancy, what was the phrase?
Incited the erection.
Oh, incited. I couldn't come up with incited. When was the last time Nancy incited one?
That's cruel.
Save that for the podcast.
An insurrection.
That is unkind.
What?
Well, that's just mean-spirited.
She was the mob daughter who married rich guys and rose to cruel political power. I'll mock her all day long.
Good morning.
Just Sunday awful. Morning.
It's just awful. More on the way.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Now, Amazon is offering to help with vaccine distribution. Oh, thank God. I can't wait to get a 3-foot box that just has one syringe rattling around inside. Or better yet, send up one of those drones and let it shoot a needle directly into my neck.
Oh, jeez.
All of a sudden, Biden becomes president. Amazon offers to help with their unbelievable logistic expertise. That seems odd. Amazon claims they offered the Trump administration but didn't take the offer. Trump people say they never offered, which is true. I don't have any idea. I could believe either. Couple other COVID things that are interesting. This year's flu numbers are stunning because we're all wearing masks and not going anywhere or do anything like that. We're hardly having any. In 2019, the U.S. recorded 65,000 cases from September to December. This year, the flu season, 1,000.
1,000.
From 65,000.
We've defeated the flu. All we had to do was shut down society.
Alter our lives in every way.
Right.
Went from 65,000 to 1,000.
And we've had, you know, every life that's been saved has been lost to suicide and drug addiction, whatever. But
right.
Whoops.
Or it's just your life's going to be drastically different as you weren't educated and don't make as much money. About 50% of people said they were willing to take the vaccine back in December. It's now up to 2/3. So that's good that number is going this direction. But this is the most interesting thing I've come across today. Do you wonder why the media and economic elites seem to champion lockdowns so much while the rest of the country does not? Here is a great chart, which you can't see, but I'm looking at, showing that people with graduate degrees and make $100,000 or more are actually doing better under the lockdowns than they normally have, while everyone else is doing worse. So a lot of the crowd that's making the decisions and talking to you, they're doing better than normal. So, yeah, the whole shutdown thing doesn't bother them. Everybody else, on the other hand, is doing way worse.
And in a lot of cases, the only working class people they know are cutting their lawn or whatever, or delivering them their delicious food, and they don't actually know these people. They only know them as servants.
It's really pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, the breakdown, looking at the chart, it is starkly different.
Wow. Wow. And the powerful are telling you, you can't have your job. It's for the good of all of us.
When they're actually making more money than normal. That's something.
It's been a fun day, the stories we've heard. Some make you cry and some are absurd. It's time. Let's hear from our friends on the ANG crew. Sean's many words, Michelangelo's view. It's time. Last but not least is our friend Jack and Joe. Happy to work, but ready to go. It's time for final thoughts.
It's the kind of jazz you hear in Utah, the home of jazz. Here's your host for final thoughts, Joe Getty.
That did have a bit of a Mormon flair to it, didn't it? Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap things up for the week. It's Michelangelo pressing the buttons. Michael,
final thought. I want to wish a happy birthday to my sister today. And she has a lot of friends that are A&G fans. So if you see her, tell her a happy birthday.
Excellent. Just will do.
Something kind.
Did I meet your sister at the wedding?
I think you did, briefly.
I probably did.
Yeah, she I should have done better of presenting my family.
It's but, you tough. Know. You had a lot on your mind. It's tough when you're doing a wedding, making sure, that's a hard thing to negotiate.
You were shielding them from us. I could sense it.
Yeah.
Positive Sean, our producer, has a final thought. Sean?
If you took away Hank Aaron's record-breaking total of 755 home runs, he would still have more than 3,000 hits. Babe Ruth, Barry Bonds, and Alex Rodriguez can't say that, and neither can any hitter in the 500 club. He was a special, special player.
That's an interesting stat right there.
Fantastic. Jack, a final thought?
I'm so glad it's Friday guy, but I kind of feel like maybe I am glad it's Friday.
Well, you get to finish Rocky with your son.
Generally not that kind of guy, but
yeah.
Kind of am glad the week's over today.
My final thought is that Queen guitarist and co-founder Brian May has announced a collaboration with a perfume company on a new fragrance to protect wildlife. The fragrance is said to smell of sandalwood and badger, an animal May has fought vigorously to protect over the years. So if you've ever wanted to smell like a badger, suppose you could grab one and rub it all over you.
What the hell? Badger squeezins. Yeah. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people to thank. So little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. Hot links, all the clicks you need, and stories we talked about, the videos, the rest of it. You can email us if there's something we ought to be talking about. Send it along. mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
See you on Monday with whatever's going on in the world. God bless America.
Well, kids, that's all the time we have for today. I'd like to thank Sideshow Mel, Corporal Punishment, Tina Ballerina, Owen from Not Planning, Miss Donna Mills. Oh, she was a sport. We've had lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of fun. Now the time has come to go. If this still cop was found dead in his bed tomorrow, I'd be in heaven still doing this show. See you some other time!
Armstrong and Getty.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.